This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
ENN. The day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Special shout out to our viewers who watched the late version of the show, the best of the Michael Kay Show.
Really?
As it airs at 11 o'clock.
Look at you.
I've been catching it here and there.
You like it?
I do. I enjoy watching some of it, seeing what we're doing. It makes you think about what you're doing on the show a little better.
And they'll be on one on tonight, I'm told.
ENN tonight, sponsored by All American Ford Auto Group. Go shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. Check them out. Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Don't start with that thirsty stuff.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
You familiar with the work of David Blow?
I do have to ask you, Don, did I hold my own in the hockey interview?
It was outstanding.
I had some decent questions. How about Peter?
What about me?
Peter could have done a great job if he chose to participate.
Thank you. Appreciate your confidence.
Peter was thrown off his game when John said, hi, Michael, hi, Don, and didn't bring
that
it
was
Peter.
Well, I took my headphones off.
Yeah, then. He was very hurt.
Once I know that I don't even exist.
I would have felt the same way, I'm sure. But
might be a lost cause, my G.
Yeah, sorry, my G.
I mean, these are all the things when your name's not on the show, people slip through the cracks.
Trust me, it's cost me a lot of opportunities and dollars.
He knew you, Don.
Well, I'm sitting next to him. I hope that... Yeah. He'd be able to digest the fact of who he was with.
Now, speaking of digesting, you know, Brad Stevens, the head coach of the Celtics, is playing the Nets tonight. Did you see what his favorite Thanksgiving side is?
Yes, pretzel jello.
Jello pretzel salad.
Ugh.
What?
It's un-American.
I'm renouncing my rooting for the Celtics.
You know what? That's a healthy choice by you. I don't think I can
root for this team anymore. This is out of control.
Jello pretzel salad.
Picture it. Last night, Cameron Indoor Arena. Fox Sports.
Loose! Kensmill's got it! They've got a timeout. They don't use it! Bane! Yes! The Lumberjacks have done it!
Now, I used to be able to scream like that.
That moment when Nathan Bane picked up a loose ball, it was almost like out of a movie. How often do you see a game-winning shot that's a breakaway layup? The ball left his hand with .2 left. How often does that happen?
And he knew exactly where he was. He said he made it into a layup drill. And he got fouled, too. And the referees, of course, because it's in Cameron, they swallowed the whistle.
But Duke had a chance, and instead, 27.5-point underdog Stephen F. Austin, stone-cold Stephen F. Austin, ends up getting the win, 85-83 over Duke, ending the Blue Devils' 150-game home-winning streak against non-conference opponents.
Wow.
27.5-point dogs at Westgate Book in Las Vegas.
You know the last team to beat them?
Largest upset by a D1 team over the last 15 seasons. And no.
Wagner from Staten Island.
Was the last team to beat Duke.
Last non-conference to beat them in Cameron.
Wow.
50 games ago.
Wow. That's a shame. Didn't know that. Now, the real winner, not just Stephen Austin.
Stephen F. Austin.
Thank you. I call it Faustin.
Is that like the guy that Don brought up?
Well, that's a different university.
You familiar with the work of David Blow?
It's David Blow College.
You know what's great, though? Both you and I said, no, we're not. We have no idea.
Yeah, Andrew, in the original airing of that, I think, was my excuse me not immediate? It wasn't immediate? I guess I gave him a gap there.
I don't know. I really only wanted him.
I understand.
Anybody in the room even know where I was going?
No.
No.
We'd never heard of that name. Well, and that.
Well, I didn't know it either until I started doing work on the game, and I saw that there was a chance he could play, and I had to guess how you pronounced it.
Well, back to Nathan Bane.
Blow's funny.
Very true. Back to Nathan Bane, who hit the game winner.
Great name, by the way.
He's the bane of their existence.
He has had a GoFundMe page up for 2 months to help his family rebuild their home from damage caused by Hurricane Dorian. It had $2,000 before yesterday's game.
And now?
$70,000.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
That's great.
So, got a lot of attention. Pretty, pretty cool end there. Let's hear the local call, play-by-play, Rob Myers on the call for Stephen F. Austin. You think this is going to be a kid or an adult?
I would say it's probably a kid.
Yeah, I would say
David
a kid.
Kinsmill comes up with it. Yep. Here's Bain on the other end. Bain on the breakaway. Bain on the dunk at the buzzer. Lumberjacks win! The Jacks have just beaten Duke at the buzzer. 85-83. SFA has knocked off the number one team in the country.
I love it.
It was one notch away from this.
Hey, I gotta watch it because tomorrow and tomorrow.
He was emotional, though.
I love it. Let's hear it one more time. I enjoyed it.
David Kinsmill comes up with it. Here's Bain on the other end. Bain on the breakaway. Bain on the dunk at the buzzer.
He loses it there. He has it at first, and then when he realizes what's happening, he almost just completely derails.
Well, I mean, he's 73 years old. He's been doing it for 40 years for Stephen F. Austin.
That's true.
Football. Yes, football.
So he's not a kid.
I made it up, though.
He made that up.
Oh, it's all believable. I don't know.
Let's hear from Nathan Bain on Fox what the win meant to him.
I'm trying real hard not to get emotional. You know, my family lost a whole lot this year. I'm not going to cry on TV. My family lost a whole lot this year. And, you know, I'm just playing this game for them, you know. Just playing for my SFA family, my family back home in the Bahamas. You know, I just want to make my country proud. And my whole team that's behind me. My other two seniors, you know, John Cramptall, but he was giving us energy. He won't provide us a spark plus, you know, the team effort. You know, when everything happened early inside the year, you know, they had my back, and I just wanted to return the favor.
Beautiful.
I'm not crying. I'm cutting onions.
I know. That's beautiful.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
That was a phenomenal.
That's great. What a great, great story. And I know you historically don't like Duke.
No.
The thing that I like about Krzyzewski, whenever a game like that happens, and it doesn't happen to him very often, he always gives credit to the other team. He doesn't say we played poorly. He doesn't take the shine away from the other team. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, no. He handles those things very well. Even though he's pure evil, I'll
why do
that.
You say that?
Well,
didn't he give you Zion? Yeah, he gave you him.
I love Zion. He didn't birth him. That's Zion's mother.
He basketball birthed him.
He burped him and birthed him.
The whole nine.
Yeah.
Ohio State is number one in the college football playoff rankings. Yeah, who cares? Moving right along.
Why?
Lamar Jackson now has the fastest ever quarterback rating in the history of Madden.
Okay.
He will have a speed of 96, the highest ever for a QB. Previous high?
Vic.
That's right. With a total of?
92.
94.
95.
I win. I was closest.
Earl Thomas is feeling very good
about
the Ravens' possibilities of getting to the Super Bowl. He was asked about, is this a Super Bowl preview potentially against the Niners on Sunday?
An outside narrative this week is that this could be a Super Bowl preview. What do you make when you hear talk like that?
Super Bowl preview? You think the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl? It could be. Let's see. We just go out there and try to play the best football we can possibly do. And when the Super Bowl comes, whoever we play, they're going to be in trouble.
I love it. I have no problem with it. And I'll tell you this. You just get reminded of how many things, you know, how many little pieces they pick up along the way. Peters, Earl Thomas, Ingram. This isn't happening by accident. They've picked up great pieces.
They're a really good organization.
They are. You know what? Do you know how interesting it is?
No.
If you were to write a real breakdown of what I'm not going to go off on, I promise I'll end it after two sentences. What's happened in D.C. and Baltimore since the start of that franchise?
That's one sentence.
The Redskins have become a putrid organization, comma, and all the while the Ravens, frankly, have been basically perfect.
And it's the exact opposite in baseball.
Oh, it is, yeah. I see what you did, Don.
Wow.
He's got a game to call, and he's still locked into this.
Hey, can you hear how he's locked and loaded?
Oh, my goodness.
Now I'm excited to play this for you because I know neither of you have heard it.
How could you be sure I haven't heard it?
You do everything, but you read more than you hear. So I feel like you have not heard this yet.
Okay.
Akeem Hicks, Bears defensive end, was on Waddle and Sylvie.
That comes on right after Gnoitny and Fisteris.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Waddle, of course, former wide receiver for the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And things got awkward And I don't know. I think it feels like this could have been avoidable. Maybe misunderstanding, or maybe Akeem was just in a bad mood. But we never got any gems like this from Odell Beckham Jr.
No.
We're down right now. We know that. And we're fighting to get back up. So roll with us. We didn't do this on purpose. We didn't try to get ourselves in the situation. But we're doing everything that we can to climb out of this hole. So be supportive.
You mean you didn't put your arm in between those two Raiders and it popped out a joint on purpose? I can't find... No, I'm joking.
Hey, who are you? That's a joke?
No, that's why I said I'm not
joking.
Well, I didn't mean
it
that way.
You don't joke about somebody's injury.
No, I know.
No. I'm perfectly respectful. But I tell you what. You will not joke
about
an injury.
I'm sorry. I did.
Have a blessed day. This is the last time I'm on this radio station.
Wow. Akeem, are you serious?
I think Akeem overreacted.
Yeah.
The guy was supporting him.
He was supporting him. Come on, dude.
That is somebody that didn't want to do that spot anymore. Was just looking for a reason to get out.
100%.
But you know what? Even though he still said, have a blessed day. And it takes the edge off.
You think he was sincere when he said that?
No.
It wasn't sarcastic?
No.
And you'd think that with Waddle being a former player.
That Waddle who said it, or Sylvie?
It's Waddle. I know Waddle's voice. Listen.
We're down right now. We know that. And we're fighting to get back up. So roll with us. We didn't do this on purpose. We didn't try to get ourselves in the situation. But we're doing everything that we can to climb out of this hole. So be supportive.
You mean you didn't put your arm in between those two Raiders and it popped out a joint on purpose? I can't find... No, I'm joking.
Hey, who are you? That's a joke?
No, that's why I said I'm not joking.
That's a joke?
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
You don't joke about somebody's injury.
No, I know.
No. I'm perfectly respectful. But I tell you what. You will not joke
about
an injury.
I'm sorry. I did.
Hey, have a blessed day. This is the last time I'm on this radio station.
Akeem, are you serious?
Guests are whack. He certainly was whack.
It's just it proves Don's point all over again.
You know what? I want a full-blown apology from him next week. That's terrible.
Come on.
Tom Waddle deserves better. He's the 63rd best Chicago Bears offensive player of all time.
Now you're going to get in the middle
11th. He's their 8th best wide receiver of all time. No, I mean, I'm not dissing Waddle. I'm joking around. But that he's been on the radio there forever.
But he was clearly joking.
He was on his side.
In a supportive way.
He was joking in support. Yeah, you're right. He's out, Don. He just wanted to wrap it up. Out. Hey, you know how long it's been since Barry Sanders played football?
22 years.
20 years. You already read it, didn't you, Mike?
No, I didn't.
You just knew?
Yeah.
You know everything.
How do you know that off the top of your head?
Because they don't give these jobs to chimps.
I don't think, first of all. No, they don't. Second of all, I don't think, that's going to be a questionnaire of getting hired in sports radio. Just arbitrarily telling us how long guys have been excited.
You know what's sad to me? Everything I know, everything, you guys diminish. You can't just accept that
because
I'm
brilliant. I don't think it's normal for somebody to just off the top of their head know exactly the last year Barry Sanders played when it was 20 years ago.
You were pretty close, Don.
And I just guessed. I knew he retired, but the exact year he retired?
Michael just knows all these things.
First of all, let's play the rational game here. He's going to ask you how many years he's been out, right? He's probably not asking 23 and a half years. He's not asking 26.
Wow.
Probably a round number.
So he thinks you're an idiot.
No. It wasn't like what happened on this day. I thought he was asking, maybe he had a Barry Sanders story.
I do.
And he was kind of starting it off with, you know how long he's been out of football?
Oh, okay. No, but Michael's right. It's specifically about the time it's been. Nike is re-releasing the Nike Air Zoom Turf Jet 97, the Barry Sanders Nike sneaker, which is a pretty cool sneaker. They're doing a limited edition run, Lions team colors, his number 20 on the strap, and they're making 2,053 pairs. Don, why that many pairs?
For his yards.
In what season?
That I couldn't tell you.
Well, Michael, you know it all. You know the year he retired. So what year did he rush for 2,000 yards? 2053, to be exact.
I would say 1997. All right.
Come on.
Yeah.
How'd you know that one?
I figured he retired early.
I'll stop. Just say you guessed.
I don't think there's an easy answer. He retired early. You know what, Don? Take a walk, okay? I don't want to be rude to you before Thanksgiving.
Obviously
I guessing is also educating. I hate Don. You know, Don, why don't you just go do your play-by-play? Go to the other booth
please.
Go. Go with Dave Maloney. That's who you care.
Please.
That's who you care about.
Please. Actual prep? What the heck is prep anymore?
Yeah, the level Don's at, he doesn't prep. Where he's going, they don't need roads.
Can you do it in the voice?
If you're bring anything back, honestly, if you're going to bring anything back, bring back the Nike commercials when Dennis Hopper was the official. That's what I need them to bring back.
Is Dennis
and the
Hopper
one
still
with
us?
Barry Sanders was unbelievable.
Is Dennis Hopper still with us?
Yeah. He's no longer with us. So you're honoring him, the sneaker, and then you can play the Barry Sanders one where he's it's an awesome commercial.
Dennis Hopper's no longer with us?
No longer with us.
It's a shame. That's a dark ending to ENN.
That's the end of ENN?
No.
Oh.
Cleveland Browns fans who feel like wearing a Myles Garrett jersey in Pittsburgh will be able to do so this weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
There was a rumor that they would be barred from entering Heinz Field wearing a Garrett 95 jersey. However, that report is not true. The director of communications for the Steelers explained in an email. Plain and simple, not sure what else I can expand on because it didn't deserve to get the recognition that it did. There was a report from a reporter on sports radio, The Fan in Pittsburgh, that Garrett jerseys would not be welcome.
Huh.
He said he was told from a Heinz Field employee. But he just said, it sounds like he was just saying that the guy who works there said he doesn't want to let people in who are wearing them. I got to tell you, what do you think? What's the over-under on number of Myles Garrett jerseys in the stands in Pittsburgh?
Four?
I was going to say four, too.
That was just a guess by me, Don.
You did it again. Even when there's no way to be right, you're right.
You don't know he's right.
Oh, boy. Look how defensive he is. I'm real thankful for you being on the show, Don. Real thankful for you being a supportive partner. I hate Don. Yeah. Real supportive.
Now, did anybody see the same damn record the Giants do?
The footage.
Like someone defecating in Penn Station.
What?
The footage from Cleveland last week with people like trying to hit the jersey with the helmet and missing. And it was ridiculous.
Wait, no. What were they doing? The fans were doing this?
They held a Steeler like jersey in effigy and then trying to hit it with a helmet. You know, like, and it was just so bad. Poorly executed.
You know, I've just been told by a listener on Twitter that I was wrong, that it wasn't Wagner, the last non-conference upset. It was St. John's, and I can't find it anywhere. I thought I read Wagner. Oh, if I'm wrong, I apologize. I don't like being wrong.
It's shameful that you could have gotten that wrong the day before Thanksgiving. Hey, ESPN. Oh, Don, we now have on, yes, people trying to hit a Mason Rudolph pinata with a helmet.
Do you see it? They can't even hit it.
By the way, it is hilarious, though.
Well, there's a lot of strange people.
People spend a lot of time.
It makes you wonder what would have happened if it involved the Bills. Like what they
oh,
would
my
do.
God. Oh, no. We don't even want to picture
Mafia.
That.
The Bills Mafia.
We do not want to picture what happened with the Bills Mafia. This is a nice story. ESPN has officially designated that December 4th will be Stuart Scott Day in honor of the legendary SportsCenter anchor who we lost back in 2015 at the age of 49. So there's going to be a whole initiative. You'll be hearing lots of different things and ways to donate. It's going to be a special day. So it's coming up right when we get back. What's today? The 27th?
That's a great idea.
It's a week away. December 4th officially will be Stuart Scott Day. Kyrie Irving will...
By the way, our good friend, Don, Brandon Tierney, does text me if the 2000 Johnny's the last upset.
Wow.
Of Duke.
Thank you, BT.
He's a big Johnny's fan, so he would know.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed in you, though, for getting it wrong like that.
And me?
Yeah.
But I had a lot of great things that I knew before that.
I know, but they're all sort of washed out, though.
Don, you know what? You're about 20 blocks away. I'll come there and I'll throw you right off the Chase Bridge. That's what I'm feeling about you right now on Thanksgiving Eve.
Can you imagine that moment? Listen here, brother. I'll come down there to the garden and chuck you over the top rope, Royal Rumble style.
And just to see his big gray head splattered against the ice would be worth it.
Right. That's nice. I don't think I'd recover from that. So you want me dead? You want to kill me?
Well, you're killing me verbally.
The day before the holiest of days, you want to kill me.
Holiest of days? There's not a religious angle of Thanksgiving. That's why it's a wonderful holiday.
Don, you know what he wants you to look like? Michael wants you to be like in Swingers when Gretzky gets injured in NHL and he's laying there with blood coming out of his head.
Yeah, that's
you
exactly
with the work of David Blow. Make Don's head bleed.
Once a Celtic, always a Celtic. That's what we say. Not so much with Kyrie Irving, at least not according to some fans. The Nets are in Boston tonight. However, Kyrie will not be there. He's nursing an injury. But there are flyers all over outside TD Bank.
Bobby Clark's out there.
Right. At Hospodar.
With a picture.
We're back, Michael.
At Hospodar.
We're back.
A picture.
Flyers. Get it, Peter?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Thanks.
A picture of of Kyrie Irving with the word coward across his face.
I think that was, it's an ad for Colin Cowherd's show on Fox.
Really?
Ah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You know, you had a good thing going with the Flyers joke and you couldn't
that
lay
wasn't
off.
Bad though.
Let's just close the NN like this.
You familiar with the work of David Blow?
Who's not?
That'll do it for ENN.
Wow.
On this pre-Thanksgiving evening.
What a show so far. Yeah. I don't even want it to end, but it has to end because of the Nick pregame show.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because the Knicks, this is
smooth. Very smooth. Wow, that's a Marconi in your future.
I want to tell you about the Rangers pregame.
Oh, tell me about
it. It's starting at 6:30.
That's right.
On 10:50 a.m.
In 3 minutes.
It's the ChevyOffers.com New York Rangers pregame show. It's brought to you by your local Chevy dealers. You can check out their award-winning lineup and find your closest dealer at ChevyOffers.com.
It's Dan Grasso vehicle today.
Oh, really? Is he there with you?
Oh, yeah.
You love Dan.
Oh, my God. Do you sit on his lap when you guys
That's part of Thanksgiving for Don.
He sits on my lap.
He sits on your lap while
Dan
he does the pregame?
Dan comes to Don's house tomorrow and carves a turkey. He's not even a member of the family.
Is that true?
He carves a turkey.
That's
yeah.
beautiful.
It's amazing. This portion of the show brought to you by the New York City Vision Zero Initiative. Every year in New York City, traffic crashes cause 53,000 ER visits. Ask yourself, is speeding worth it? Vision Zero reminds you, slow down and always watch for pedestrians and cyclists. So much more to come. We'll finish it up with phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. I'm going to lay out what we're doing the next 2 days, which is exciting as well. I'll give you a little clue. Tomorrow, 6 hours of the K-Show from 3 to 9. 3 to 9. That's 6 hours. 3 to 9. Kayla Greca, Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Because the Knicks,
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.